This is the Talk of Fame Network on SB Nation Radio from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. Here's Clark Judge, Rick Goslin, and Ron Borges.
Well, at its annual winter meetings, the NFL last month moved closer to eliminating kickoffs, with the league telling its competition committee to find a way to make kickoffs safer, otherwise face their elimination. Now, that's a pretty bold step, and it's one that has enormous implications for the game. So we reached out to the Rams special teams coordinator, John Fossil, who is one of the very best, if not the best, in the business. In fact, Rick Goslin tells me he's the king of special teams. Anyway, we reached out to John to find out where this is headed. And, John, you saw what happened at last month's league meetings. So what do you think? Are we headed toward the elimination of the kickoff?
I do not think so. And obviously I'm biased, and maybe that's some hope talking. But I do believe that we are headed toward something that will make the kickoff adapt into something a little bit different. But I don't see the elimination of it at all. But I do see it having to be adapted more towards, you know, something maybe a little bit different. And there's a lot of ideas that have been thrown out there that are a lot of good ones that'll keep it a football play. But I don't see it being eliminated.
What's your favorite idea?
What's my favorite idea?
Yep.
There's been a lot of really unique ones. You know, there's been some where they've floated it out there where the kickoff team starts closer to the goal line, let's say on the other side of the 40 or, you know, on the other side of the 50 at the 40 or 35-yard line, and everybody goes on a catch, or you go on a ball in hand where you basically eliminate the 30 to 40 yards of running where you get some of those high-speed collisions, and you turn it more into a hands-and-shoulders, close-quarters combat-type play instead of the what it is now is, you know, a lot of fast guys out there with a lot of space, and that's where you get some pretty good collisions. So there's been a lot. I wish I could sit down with you and draw it up on the board, but I think there's a lot of possibilities floated that you can adapt the kickoff into a really cool football play so you still have that play in the game.
Hey, John, I'll be honest with you. You surprised me by saying you don't think that's going to happen. And a lot of people are saying they do think it's going to happen. Then you look at something like that Alliance of American Football, which is going to start up next year. They're going to do away with it. So why don't you think it's going to happen? What makes you feel that it's still going to be around?
Well, I mean, I think traditionally, for however many years football has been played, it's a critical part of the game. You know, even if I wasn't coaching special teams, I would think, you know, how do you get rid of the kickoff? I mean, it starts the game, it starts the half. You know, what do you do after a score? It's a huge phase of the game. You know, from a special teams coaches and players perspective, there's a ton of schematics and technique and, you know, unique skills required to play on those phases of the game. And if you just cut those basically two phases out, if you cut out kickoff, you're cutting out kickoff a turn, you know, you're also cutting out a lot of really unique football players that have really certain skills that are really good for that phase of the game. And, you know, if you eliminate it, then you just start offense and defense on the 25-yard line. And I just think that it's a really unique, I'm biased, obviously, but it's a special, you know, football play that has a lot of historical elements to it and a lot of really unique football players that kind of make their hay on those phases of the game. So I just I think no doubt it's going down the road of, you know, there's got to be some adaptations to it, but I just can't wrap my head around or fathoming that that's going to be taken away.
John, several years ago we had Bruce DeHaven on with us, and he told us the way the league was going, it would one day phase out special teams coaches. Was he right? You think that's happening? Are we getting closer to that?
Gosh, I don't feel like it. And I sure hope not. You know, I guess I'm making a pitch for it, but special teams is, you know, it's truly one-third of the game. There's 35 snaps a game on special teams, and there's, you know, 65 or so snaps a game on offense and defense. So it's, you know, special teams isn't going away, but I know that there's always going to be changes that are, you know, that are made, like going to the two-man wedge on kickoff return and eliminating three, four, and five-man wedges was a great rule change. And, you know, we adapted to that, and it ended up being a great decision. And so I always think there's ways you can change some certain rules or make some adaptations again, and we'll play along and we'll adapt to it and make it a really cool play. But, you know, you get rid of special teams coaches or special teams players, I don't feel like it's going that route. And I have heard and read that some things are going that route. I just can't imagine that the kicking game is going to be phased out. I just can't imagine that.
Are special teams still a third of the game?
I think so. You know, I look back at our season, and we had, you know, a kickoff return for touchdown to open the game. It was a huge play in the game. We had a turnover in the playoff game on kickoff return. That was a huge play in the game. There's 4 or 5 games a year where a play on that phase of the game, whether it's a score or a turnover, you know, or a surprise onside kick or things that happen that really are game changers. And if you lose that element of it, then it becomes, you know, a two-phase game, which is, I don't know, I just don't see it going that way. So I'm against the thought of the kicking game being phased out. I think the kickoff return is a beautiful play in football. It looks like a whole bunch of guys running wild, but there's so much, you know, meeting room time spent on how to separate from blocks, how to use your shoulders to block, how to use your shoulders to tackle. And special teams require so much, you know, tackling and blocking technique that I think that carries over into offense and defensive play and makes offense and defensive players better because of some of the techniques that are required on special teams. A lot of the coaches and players have become really good at using their hands on kickoff, using their shoulders to tackle, using their shoulders to block. So we're teaching techniques that are taking the head element out of the game when it comes to tackling and blocking. And I do believe, you know, we get a lot of young players on the special teams phases of the game, and when we can teach them the right tackling and blocking techniques as they grow into offensive and defensive starters, I think it makes them better football players.
The NCAA just made a quizzical sort of move. They passed a rule that says you can fair catch a ball inside the 25-yard line and have it be called a touchback, which seems to redefine the term touchback. What do you think of that rule, and does it make any sense to you at all?
I mean, the only thing they're trying to do is just create more touchbacks and, you know, less action plays in that phase of the game. Really, the only choice that leaves you on kickoff, if you want to cover them, is you just got to hard squib it and hope it doesn't go in the end zone or out of bounds. But then you're getting a pretty chaotic kickoff return where you're going to get tacklers and blockers coming from all kinds of different angles, which can sometimes be a collision course for, you know, different types of hits. So, you know, going that route, they're just trying to eliminate more football plays. And, you know, that one kind of came out of the blue for me, so I don't know the reasoning behind it. I would be obviously against that because it just eliminates another football play. And if you do that in the NFL, then, you know, you don't need to dress 46 guys. You can dress 42 because you don't need special teams players. And, you know, I don't know how that would be a factor, but I sure hope the NFL doesn't do it. I'm looking forward to hearing about some of the changes that are proposed, and I'll be very willing and very excited to implement those and keep the football play in regards to kickoff and kickoff return a major part of the game.
So does all of this sort of minimize the value, if they go through with these things, minimize the value of a strong-legged kicker?
I think so. You know, I mean, the strong-legged kicker is always going to be valuable for the field goals. And if you don't have a strong-legged kicker for kickoff, then there's strategy involved where, you know, how do you kick it? Where do you kick it? You know, for your kickoff cover element. So, you know, you got a strong-legged kicker, you can just hit touchbacks really as much as you want. But again, you know, behind closed doors, it looks like there's just a lot of guys running wild, but there is a lot of strategy covering kickoff, a lot of strategy returning kickoff, and a ton of technique being taught to be good tacklers and separators from blockers, and a lot of technique and time spent on, you know, blocking in space using good technique. So I don't know how that'll affect kickers as much, you know, because it'll always be, you know, needed to put points on the board. But it'll eliminate, you know, what you do on kickoff if you change some of the rules where it's just always a touchback, then the kickoff specialist, you know, becomes less important. And it's fun to be able to evaluate kickoff specialists, you know, when you're playing an opponent because they're all different. And that's part of the weekly prep as a kickoff return coach. You know, how does the guy kick? Where does he kick it? You know, evaluate all 10 players covering it and come up with a plan to try to defeat it. It's just such a fun part of the game.
John, and we're speaking to Rams special teams coordinator John Fassel on the Talk of Fame Network, and you can find us on the web at talkoffamenetwork.com. But, John, just wondering, in sort of following up on Ron's question, what do you think about Nick Saban's idea? He talked about moving kickoffs back to the 40. I mean, that's going in the other direction. What do you think about that idea?
Yeah, you know, I just actually read that today, so I didn't hear that until I just read it randomly today. And, you know, that I kind of liked that idea compared to being able to fair catch a ball in the field of play and make it an automatic touchback. Because if you want to hit touchbacks, then you put it at the 40 and you just bang it out of the end zone, and that takes care of touchbacks. But if special teams and, you know, is important to you and you think you have an advantage field position-wise, then you put it at the 40 and you pop some kicks up, you know, inside the 5-yard line, and then you play football, and then that's a strategic element of the game where if you think you have an advantage that you can, you know, pin the opposing offense at the 16-yard line, you know, as opposed to giving it the 25, you know, that's a first down that the offense is behind when they take over possession. So I just think that the kickoff element of the game has a huge part in football, whether it's scoring in the kickoff return, getting takeaways on kickoff cover, or simply field position advantages, where if you feel you would have that you'd still have the opportunity to use it. So when I saw the Saban thing, I thought, well, that's a pretty good rule. You know, in pros, any kicker could probably hit a touchback from the 40, but you still have the opportunity to cover if you could keep the ball in play with a little bit of a bloop kick. And, you know, teams would probably go both ways on that based on what they think of the opponent kickoff return. If they think they're good, they're probably going to bang it away. If they think they're bad, they're probably going to bloop it and make them bring the ball out. So I just think, having the opportunity to keep it a football play and make your own decision whether you want to hit a touchback or make the opponent return it is a good part of the game.
Fassel, thanks so much for the time. I know these are busy days for you guys, but thanks so much, and please, please give our best to your dad.
I will. You bet. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, John.
You got it, John. Thanks, John. That was Rams special teams coordinator John Fassel. Up next, it's the 2-Minute Drill.